From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Libya today declared a full ceasefire, vowing to halt military operations against rebel fighters. It may not be enough, though, to prevent airstrikes from countries including Britain and France. They're poised to act on a UN Security Council resolution authoring military action to halt Muammar Gaddafi's military campaign. U.S. and European leaders said Libya must do more than offer promises. Here's President Obama speaking earlier today.
These terms are not subject to negotiation. If Gaddafi does not comply with the resolution, the international community will impose consequences, and the resolution will be enforced through military action.
And there are indications that Gaddafi is not complying. Our coverage begins in Libya's capital, Tripoli, with NPR's David Green.
The foreign minister showed up with little notice at a Tripoli hotel that was packed with journalists.
We have the Minister for Foreign Affairs, Mr. Moussa Kosa, for a short statement.
The gray-haired minister methodically read in Arabic from a piece of paper. While Libya was saddened by the UN resolution approved last night, he said the government would abide by the UN's demand that Libya's people be protected.
Therefore, Libya has decided an immediate ceasefire and the stoppage of all military operations.
Kosa went on to say that Libya is committed to social, political, and economic reform.
And we have indeed taken serious steps in continuing this development for the good of the Libyan people.
Rebel leaders who've been fighting to push Gaddafi from power said there was no ceasefire they could see. Cities like Misrata and Ajdabiya, they said, were still being shelled, claims the government denied. This is YouTube footage, which, according to those who posted it, showed the Libyan city of Misrata still under attack. The coastal city is a couple hours east of Tripoli, and the government's been trying for several weeks to retake it from the rebels. While there's no way to confirm the events independently, the TV network Al Jazeera reported that Misrata was still being targeted. In Washington, meanwhile, a Pentagon official told NPR the U.S. saw surveillance suggesting Libya's military was still active, firing on areas around the rebel stronghold of Benghazi. Libya's government today kept up its effort to control the message. All day on state TV, a montage of green-clad pro-Gaddafi rallies. There were rumors of some anti-government protests planned for the capital. It was about the same time when authorities locked down the hotel for journalists. Officials said reporters were not allowed in the streets because it was dangerous. Late in the day, government minders shuttled groups of journalists near Green Square in central Tripoli. There, Gaddafi supporters knotted up roads as they drove by honking their support for the man they call their dear leader. 33-year-old Sirhan Firaj was walking by with her mom and sisters. She said the reports of other countries getting ready to attack Libya have unnerved her.
I was so worried for my country. And if it happened, even if I was a woman, if they will attack us, I will go and defend my country.
Firaj said she's convinced the United Nations Security Council made its decision to intervene in Libya based on lies.
And they're accusing false accusations to our leader that he's killing us. But I want to say a word to the whole world. If even Gaddafi wanted to kill us, we will accept it. But we will never accept a foreigner coming to kill us. In fact, there's no father will kill his children. We are his Gaddafi's children. We do not trust the foreigners.
The foreigners, who agreed at the UN last night to impose a no-fly zone, are moving closer to military action in Libya, despite what the government said here today. David Green, NPR News, Tripoli.